Well, we've got more in the form of a cryptic message from Rob Gronkowski.
That's not real.
I'm getting tired of this. I don't know what he's talking about.
I do. Training. Bands. Again. Again. Edelman tweets yesterday. TB12, TB12, Mr. Miyagi. These three are in on it, man.
Gronk tweeted, Instagrammed last hour. You see the play, you see the fun, you see me go down hard. They've been saying for years I wouldn't last since their eyes first saw it all. Just because you can't do it don't mean I can't. It's all about putting that sweat and tears in before hitting the stage. I know I can get out of control, but I'm in control. Hashtag Banza Make Her Dance.
Okay, we know what the Banza Make Her Dance thing. He's talking about working out, and I work out with bands. And
he's
I feel good. I just water skied. The old girlfriend's back. She put the water ski picture up there, me on a wakeboard. Mr. Music, you back there in studio? Hardy?
Yes.
Okay. You recognize these lyrics anywhere?
They're not lyrics.
Well, he's talking about taking a stage. So it's got to be some, and I know because we put the lyrics into Google, it doesn't pop up. Is this from a movie? Just like an Eminem statement? I don't know.
The exact
lyrics. Between all of us, does anybody think he wrote this? I'm going to say no.
It doesn't feel like it, no.
Is it a sonnet? Is it a poet?
It's Shakespeare.
Like, this is, what are we doing nowadays? What are we doing? Beatles getting sick of it. Like this. Talk. Tired of the posts. Tired of the cryptic tweets.
I just don't know what I'm supposed to take this as.
Who's counting them out?
Are we doing now?
Who's chopping him down? Who's counting him out? Who says he doesn't work out? Who doubts his sweat? And then you pound it with the bands and make her dance. That's straight training, man. Edelman posted yesterday on Instagram. Not same type of stuff, but what was the thing he did, Jim, about availability?
He said pliability is an ability.
Is ability. Pliability is ability.
Is ability.
Is what he said.
He said, I'm doing the TB12 thing. He didn't say it once. He said it twice. And this follows it up the next day. Come on. Brady's going to Qatar on Thursday.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's in conjunction with Best Buddies and that, but
uh-huh.
I think he may miss a day next week if that's the official beginning of OTAs. Say he misses Monday. Is that an issue? Say the trip extends into Monday.
So he's going to miss a day.
Well, but he's been down there. I mean, it's not like he hasn't been seen. He's just not going to show day one.
That doesn't sound like something you just pulled up out of nowhere. Is he going to miss day one next week?
I don't know. I'd keep a watch on Monday.
Oh, boy. Wow. Get yourself ready for that story.
He's
not going to show for day
sure.
one of OTAs.
I'm not sure whether he comes back Sunday or Monday, but I think he comes back Monday from that trip. It's a Best Buddies charity thing that he's doing over in Qatar with his reps and all the Best Buddy people. This thing's been planned for a long time.
Well, there's going to have to be a leak about it because there's no media availability on the first day of off-season workouts. The first immediate availability is on Tuesday, all second right. day. So
maybe,
if he's not there and it comes out, that means somebody let that news out.
Or maybe you have the ability to report Monday night. I don't know. And that counts. Like you're there day one. I don't know. What do you do day one? Do you check in? Everybody sign in? You get your quick check over? And then we go. We start throwing on Tuesday. It's Monday sort of a check-in excuse period. I mean, they've excused people before for some stuff. OTAs aren't mandatory. Right? We went through this with Vince during his holdout. The big camp is the only mandatory thing. I think mini camp isn't even mandatory. But everybody shows. But the big, big training camp at the end of July, that is the, I think, single mandatory thing that is written in stone. You better be there to the other things. I don't know.
Mark in Framingham has a thought on Gronk's post. What do you got, Mark?
How are we doing, gentlemen? Yeah, so I didn't see the tweet itself, but from what you guys said, so So that is from a song, from a rap song, Bands Will Make Her Dance. He's talking about money. In the song, they talk about, you know, they're basically at a gentleman's club, if you will, and they're throwing bands of money at the ladies dancing. Just one thought.
Okay.
I'm looking at the lyrics now.
But the yeah, we know what Bands Make Her Dance means. We're talking about you see the play, you see the fun, you see me go down hard. They've been saying for years I wouldn't last since their eyes first saw it all.
Maybe they said, hey, you're gonna eventually break down, but I don't. I've had three back surgeries. They rebuilt my arm. I'd continue to come back. They've chopped my knees out. I've had a better year than ever. I look better than I ever have been.
As a useless take, because he didn't read the post and doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Right.
And I can tell you that what he posted was not a part of it. It was not lyrics. The hashtag was in there, and that song was in a video that was posted of Gronk to social media going back a couple of weeks when he was dancing next to the pool, coming back from doing whatever training he was doing with the resistance bands.
In his hands. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We've entered
and
these
you know what?
They do not pop up in any song.
I'm already doing a 180 on this. I think he did write it, and the best indication that he did write it is it really didn't make any sense. And
right.
It doesn't really make
any
sense.
No. I think there's a...
He's not saying
more
anything.
English in there. Read it. I don't have it up in front of me. But
you see the play, you see the fun. You see me go down hard. They've been saying for years I wouldn't last since their eyes first saw it all. Just because you can't do it don't mean I can't. It's all about putting that sweat and tears in before hitting that stage. I know I can get out of control, but I'm in control.
He is.
Manic.
He's part football player. He's part rock star. He's part Jersey Shore. He's just trying to tie it all together. Hardy, he did write it.
By the way,
Zoe,
this won't surprise you. Yeah. Bert has reported what you just said about Brady.
What?
Coming back late. He isn't scheduled to come back home until Monday night, according to Bert Breer of the MMQB.
Job, Bert.
Yeah, good job, Bert.
Called it.
But that makes sense. Those Sunday night flights are so expensive.
If you can extend
by a day.
Hardy, you don't know that you get a bigger discount on private gas on Monday as opposed to Sunday?
I believe that, too.
Yep. Cheaper flights are on Monday. Try to JetBlue stuff to Florida. It's more expensive to fly down on the weekends.
So Brady will not be at the first day of OTAs.
NBD. No big deal on that. I'm sure.
It's not mandatory. Minicamp's not till June, but you don't think that there's anything there to that? Has Brady missed the first day in the past?
I don't know. Said it's going to be different this offseason. Well, there's step one. I said watch it. I've been saying it. Watch everything that this trio does. Because I put Edelman in there now, too. They've recruited him.
Good news for Brian Hoyer.
But Brian has always run the offseason program to begin with anyway. He organizes all these guys. They do throwing sessions in Foxborough at this place called Implex, indoor facility. Hoyer's done it years ago, and I'm sure he's doing it again. And I think that's why Brady likes having him around, because he sets it all up for him.
Anthony wants to break down the post by Rob Gronkowski. Anthony, have at it.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What's up, Zoe? What's up, Beetle?
What's up?
Yeah, I was just calling, man. What Gronk is saying, he's basically saying he wants to get paid. He wants money. If you look at the tweets he sent out when his other teammates got signed in other teams, and he said the same thing. So basically, Gronk is saying, I want to get paid, man. That's what that song means. That's what they're talking about. Like the gentleman said before, in the strip club, in the band, a band is like a stack, $1,000. So he wants money.
We know that. We've covered that.
I see.
Don't you get it, Hardy? It's like a stack of money. He wants the money.
I don't want to try and dissect any of the prose written by Rob Gronkowski on his Instagram account. I really don't. I don't think it means anything other than just stream of consciousness. See it play, see it fun. It's almost like he's talking into his phone. Just words. Hashtag bands and make her dance. Post. Filter. Put the good filter on it first. Now post.
What happened?
Throw in a few emojis.
He just got done with a good, great workout. And he probably feels great. He's standing there dripping sweat. Well, just let me show them. Let me spit this out. Boom. Hardy's right. There it is. Let me lay that down. Stage. Stage. It's going to be a fun offseason.
Oh, yeah. The best. Loving every second of it.
It's going to be interesting to see how they all move around to camp together.
Let's get back to the brawl in Fenway Park last night.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. I know we had a lot of thoughts on that earlier, and you had a lot of thoughts on the phones as well. If we couldn't get to you earlier, why don't you call back right now? Because that was fun last night.
It sure was. Let's
get to it next.
That didn't hit him. Austin slammed his bat on the ground. Now heads toward the mound.
I don't blame him.
And he's ready to swing. He and Kelly go down on the ground. Both benches empty. We have a brawl in Boston. And the brawl is going on. Austin had slid hard into Holt. And so Kelly hit him with a pitch. And Austin charged the mound.
Look, there's payback and there's payback. You don't hit a batter there throwing 98 miles an hour. You just don't do that. That's his life. Never mind his career. That's his life. Are you kidding me?
I'm with Susan on that one. Because if you hit him square in the back between the numbers and you throw it hard enough, the ball goes through him, it's going to go right through his heart.
Right through him like he'd been shot. Like he'd been hit with a bow and arrow.
They both
right through the heart.
How many baseball games have they called together over the years?
That's his life.
No, it's not.
All of a sudden it's his head?
Not his life. Not his life at all, actually.
The funny thing is he missed the first time.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, we're not kidding you, Susan.
No, he tried to hit him the first time, too. It was about knee high.
617-779-0985. That fight last night was entertaining. It was fun. It was Red Sox-Yankees hate.
It was great.
All of that. I'll sum up my thoughts here in 60 seconds. The slide, not overly dirty, but still a little cheap. Cheap shot that he took. He wanted to spike Brock Holt. Brock Holt did not overreact, simply wanted to talk to the guy. And you could tell that Tyler Austin is a guy who's a bit of a hothead. And so I think that's why it escalated to the point that it did. And then after it escalated, it wasn't just the slide. It was the slide plus the escalation that made Joe Kelly want to hit the guy. Joe Kelly, I've got an issue with him in that he missed the first go-round. You don't get two shots to do that. You get one. He missed, finally connected, and then all hell broke loose. And I don't really have an issue with Tyler Austin wanting to charge the mound and having that go down. I do have an issue with the catcher. Christian Vasquez.
He needs to go to the ball store today and get a set.
Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
When MIA was adjusting his helmet and his mask.
And then the coach, Nevin, took him out. Right out.
Yes.
Swept him right out of the picture.
I do have an issue with Tyler Austin hitting the Red Sox third base coach, clocking him in the side of the head when the guy was in a scrum trying to hold people back and break things up. That, and I understand him. I don't know if he was specifically looking at him, but he was just swinging just to hit somebody.
He's going to pay for it.
Thought that was cheap. Thought that was dirty.
Yeah.
And I bet that's what ends up getting him suspended for some games.
It's interesting to see.
He missed some time due to that.
It's interesting to see Judge and Stan, too. They kind of stayed together in it. They were separating people, but you see Stan, he's looking left. Okay, I got Judge next to me. I'm not leaving this guy's side. And they're just trying to separate people. And it was Judge that pushed Joe Kelly out, that got him out of there. I got a little bit of respect for Joe Kelly here. I mean, you plunk somebody for Brock Holt. You know, it's not like somebody slid and took Hanley Ramirez out. I don't know. I'm kind of digging Joe Kelly today.
The slide in and of itself was not worthy of getting beamed.
We see guys.
Slide wasn't that bad.
No.
I understand why Brock Holt didn't like it because
right.
It's not a double play ball there.
He's not
breaking up a double play.
Didn't work get thrown out at that way.
He did it because he wanted to spike a guy. Because he doesn't like him. Or he wanted to spike him or whatever the hell it might be.
He's probably like me. Just sit there. Something about that guy. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to take him out.
But his reaction. Look at his reaction. Just go back to that. Tyler Austin's reaction for Brock Holt dare speaking to him. To ask him, hey, what's up? What was that all about?
Love the call earlier today. Nick Swisher on steroids. Tyler Austin.
His defensiveness to Brock Holt merely speaking to him.
Who are you?
Is what escalated him, which got this thing completely out of whack. That really was throwing gasoline on a small spark.
You know how we talked about Vasquez earlier?
Yeah.
His part in the whole thing?
Yeah.
I just read this quote. I was taken aback after, based on his reaction of putting the mask on, taking the mask off, then putting it back on, and kind of half-hearted attempt.
Yeah.
Quote after the game, the clubhouse is our home. Let's protect our home. There will be something soon. If not this series, maybe in New York.
Please. They had your chance.
Vasquez said this?
Yes, after the game.
Yeah.
What? He wanted nothing.
Watch the tape. You know who he was?
We will protect his house.
Christian Vasquez was like the seventh pitcher running out of the bullpen. You know, like the guy gets, hey,
right.
Go ahead, guys, here, I'll hold the gate open. Everybody else from the bullpen run. I'll be the seventh pitcher running out with my sleeves rolled up. That's what Vasquez
was. The guy
was.
Who gets to the edge of the outfield grass and is like, do I even really need to go any further, or can I go back to the bullpen now?
If I'm Alex Cora, I'd take Vasquez, stick him in a dark room with a tape of Jason Veritek just running over and over again.
Chris and Woburn on Vasquez. Chris.
Yeah, guys, I totally agree with you. I'm a former catcher playing high school and college, and man, like, it is your job to protect your pitcher. And when I saw Vasquez just hesitate, as soon as Austin's thing was back down, he should have had him in a bear hug. And I was just screaming at the television to my wife, being like, Veritek would never let that happen.
Playing
and
with his mask. Putting his mask.
Veritek wouldn't have taken the mask off at all. He just would have left it on.
Marty, go back and watch the tape. He got wrapped up and pushed out of the way by a 51-year-old coach.
Phil Nevin. No. Who are you talking about?
It was Nevin.
Nevin's 47.
Grab basket or whatever. 47. Grabbed a 47-year-old man over the hill with a beer gut, grabs Vasquez, wraps him up, and just takes him right out of the picture.
You guys want to hear Phil Nevin after the game?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
Yes.
Give me that guy.
Level. I don't blame him at all. I mean, I didn't. In no way did I think it was a dirty slide, if that's what you want to go with. But I know one thing. I'm going to wear less layers tomorrow because, geez, I look fat in all those. My sweatshirt and my jersey.
I love this guy. I'm Team Nevin.
He went back and watched the video afterwards of himself.
Wow, I look that. But that's the wake-up call when you see the side shots yourself. You're like, wow, I got fat.
Oh, that's his life. Oh, it's his life. He could have killed him. He could have killed him with that. At least he didn't go up. He didn't go high on him. He hit him in the back.
He skinned his leg.
He didn't throw at his head. Mike and Quincy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mike?
No, I just got a question. You're saying that he intentionally slid and didn't warrant getting thrown at. Now, what if he hit him and he cut him? Will that warrant it?
He did cut him.
Either way, he intentionally slid into him.
Yeah, he did cut him. That's why I don't think the slide was so bad that the retaliation is even if you're beaning a guy. I just don't think it is. I don't think those two things add up.
Right.
But I do like the fact that the Red Sox made it clear they ain't taking bleep from him or anybody else over there. Like, the slide plus his attitude after the fact makes Tyler Austin an a-hole. And they said, this guy's an a-hole, and we're not going to put up with this guy, so we're going to hit him.
So let him fly.
That's why I really don't have an issue with how it played out.
Let him get his ass suspended. You know, and the whole thing with, like, Hanley and Benintendi, you think, boy, there's two guys that could get in there and throw and go at it. They had great control last
night. Let me ask you a question. If last night Brock Holt looks at him and says, hey, what was that? And he goes, hey, you know, that one just got away from you. Yeah. I wasn't trying to spike you. Okay.
Right.
Did Brock Holt look like he was ready to chase him down?
No.
Maybe he walks away and that's it. Nothing comes of it. Nothing would have happened.
I just think Holt's got that look.
No, hey, you know what? I just came in hard. I didn't mean to spike you. You're sorry about that. I wasn't trying to spike you. I'm sorry I caught you there.
I don't know. It's always like that one kid on a playground you think you can run over or take advantage of or push around.
Even if he wanted to spike him, he gets up. Hey, I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
That wasn't my intent there.
Ooh,
Brock Holt turned to him to say, what the hell's up with that? And if he says, yeah, I didn't mean to do that. I got you there. I'm sorry.
And if he said, go bleep your mother. Meaning Brock Holt said it to him, and that's when it went nuts.
Well, all I know is Brock Holt didn't look that upset by it. And it wasn't the filthiest play we've ever seen at second base. I think there was intent there. But if he had just said, yeah, I didn't mean to. Hmm. You know? I just came in a little late. Sorry about that. Yeah. Didn't mean to. You good? Yeah, I'm good. And then they all walk away. And you know what? The bench is clearing the first time. And they don't have Joe Kelly hitting him the second time. The truth is, Tyler Austin is a putz. Look at him. You see the way he was completely out of control when that game kind of fell? Did you see him?
Yeah, he had the wacko in his eye.
Oh, my God. Smashing the bat before he doesn't run to the mound?
He told him he was coming.
Like, hey, Tyler, if you're really looking for the fight next time, just go after the guy. That was my other thing last night. What are you doing? Oh, let me look at you, smash my bat on the ground, start walking.
I think he was waiting for Vasquez.
Like
to
he
grab
was
him
waiting for. He was trying. He was begging.
Because you got no catcher. Where's your catcher?
Begging for Christian Vasquez to hold him back.
It was like a Kevin Garnett.
Somebody hold me back.
It's Kevin Garnett.
He's got 40 pounds on. Is the guy who ends up throwing three punches, he didn't connect on any of them. Joe Kelly went 0-for-3 there. Typical of Joe Kelly. He never really hits the target.
It did have a little of that Kevin Garnett. You better not let me get out there.
Yeah.
I'll be pointing to you.
Better not let me get out to the mound.
See that?
Wait, hold me back. Hold me back. Yeah, why don't you smash the bat, you know, take a walk around home plate a few times, and then start going to the mound. It took him 6 hours to get out there.
That's a good
one. And then
one,
when
though.
He got out there.
I don't care. That was a good one.
String bean Joe Kelly is the one throwing the shots.
Who is that you looked up?
You know what I would say? Tyler Austin sucks at fighting for a guy who was looking for a fight last night.
For meathead. He's a bad fighter.
He sucks.
Yeah.
The only shot he landed was on a third base coach.
That's sad.
How old is he? Jim, I need an age on him. ASAP. Babeless.
I'm going to guess like 43, 45.
He doesn't look like he's in very good shape either.
I'm going to tell you right now.
It's like Carlos Beltran.
He's 41 years old.
Yeah.
So what did he do, and how old is Tyler Austin? Let's see. Get an age on him right now. He is 26.
Yeah,
so he got a shot in on a guy who's 15 years older than him because he was wrapped up. That was the one shot he landed. Oh, what a tough guy he is. Tough guy. Get a guy wrapped up being held, and you clock him in the side of the head where he doesn't see it coming. Uh-huh. You want to try and sucker punch him? You a-hole. What an idiot that kid is. And as I told you earlier, there is no advantage of beating up an old guy. You know why, Zoe? You know why?
Why beat him?
Because if you win, all you did was beat up an old guy. And if you lose, you got your ass kicked by an old guy.
You beat up an old
There's
guy.
There's no advantage to that.
You become the bad guy.
Don't fight people that are older than you.
Look at Pedro.
Don't do
Look
it.
Pedro and Zucker.
Don't do the fight.
Not a good look.
No advantage to that. You're going to look bad either way. You either got your ass kicked by an old guy or you beat up an old guy. Oh, aren't you tough? Tyler Austin. Kid's an idiot. Let's all agree on that. Whether you think Brock Holt was in the right or wrong, whether you think Kelly was in the right or wrong, or whether you even think Tyler Austin was right to do what he did, you should still acknowledge that kid's an idiot. A dope. Can't wait for more of this between these two teams. Here's Hardy with your headlines. Zolak and Bertrand from the Garden. Bruins game day. Playoffs start tonight. Stoker Maz will have you covered all afternoon from the Garden.
Calls have been great today. You people are there from first second we jumped on. Appreciate all that. Before we wrap up some of this, I want to talk about Jordan Matthews real quick here.
Okay, do it.
A little tidbit from Mike Reese. Jordan Matthews, the new signing receiver, slot, outside guy, whatever you want to term him.
Yep.
He's going to wear number 80 for the Patriots.
Okay.
And said he reached out to Danny Amendola to ask if it was okay to get his approval to wear it.
A little odd. Unnecessary.
Is Amendola one of those iconic players? Like, I think right now.
Even if he was, why do you have to call someone who's no longer playing for the team?
So the next guy wears 77? You better call Nate Solder.
No.
That guy's been here for a long time.
No.
That guy hasn't missed a lot of games.
And really, in that sport, sport, even more so than others, you only have so many numbers.
Yeah.
And you're required to wear particular numbers based on your position.
Yeah, I saw this. Chad Finn retweeted a Joe Giza question from Channel 4. So
yeah.
Good buddy Joe Giza over there. So when I say Patriots and say number 80, who do you think of?
I would say Troy Brown.
I replied to Giza, Troy, and Irving because I played with Irving. And I remember saying, wow, Irving Fryer. That's pretty cool.
Was Irving Fryer still here?
Yeah, I played with Irving.
When you got here?
I got the good Irving.
When was his last year here?
I think I played with him 2 years.
When you say 92? When you say the good Irving, do you mean the religious Irving?
Well, the busting his ass, football's important to him, Irving.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the same guy, Dan Marino, got down with Miami because Irving had a resurgence down there.
92 was his last year here.
92.
When he had 55 catches.
But you say Patriots 80. And hey, I've covered Danny here for his whole tenure. Two big Super Bowls. I still look at Troy and Irving as 80s ahead of him. I don't know. It's not a big deal. But are we really at that point where new guys have to get approval from another guy that departed and actually said, you know what, I'm going to play with Miami for more money? It's not like he retired here. If I was him, I'd call Troy Brown. Troy's Patriot Hall of Famer.
I think it happens more often. You guys don't remember the story of James O'Shaughnessy reaching out to Scott Chandler and saying, hey, okay if I wear 88?
Shut up.
What?
That's not even funny.
Well, I think they had also.
It's not even funny.
I think they had a sit down before that.
Hardy, that's funny because you know what? Did Scott Chandler wear 88 here?
He did, yeah.
I don't even remember his number. What of ineffective putts.
Don't tell that to Jungle. He put him in a rap for crying out loud.
Well, Rambler with Chandler. Yeah, I mean, it flows. You got to put names in it, flow.
Long history of guys wearing 88.
I just found that odd. Checking Twitter. That's all.
It's unnecessary. I don't find any fault with Jordan Matthews. Nothing to be upset about, but that's not needed.
Even if you'd wear 11 again, did Edelman have to ask Bledsoe?
No.
I mean, you know, is the next guy going to have to ask Edelman? I think there's only two guys. It's 12 and 87 right now. I mean,
One of those guys.
That's it.
If you're one of those guys, the team won't give you the number.
Right. They'll protect the number.
How do people not understand that? When Brady stops playing, if they don't retire his number right away, they're not going to let someone else use it in between.
Coaches don't have to really dictate that, too. I mean, Donnie Brosher going back to the years, George Lamont, all the equipment guys, whether it was Estes down in Miami, they know which numbers to protect. Yeah, I remember being there and the rookies would come in, hey, yo, man, why don't you hook me up that number? You can't wear that number.
Right.
It's not retired, but...
Yeah, it's unofficially retired.
So-and-so wore
like Roger number. Clemens for the Red Sox, no one has worn 21 since Clemens was here.
It's kind of one of those things, yeah.
Tony's in Taunton. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I was on Twitter earlier, and I saw a photo of Vasquez. At the moment that Tyler Austin slams his bat on the ground, Vasquez is in the back with a big smile on his face, just a big smile. Like he was enjoying it. And as soon as he went from the mound, he was like a kid getting yelled at the teacher for the first time. He's like, I don't know what to do.
I didn't see that picture.
No, but
I saw multiple videos of him readjusting his face mask, making sure it was on tight before he initiated any effort to move forward. Then I saw Nevin just completely swoop him right out. But he said, "Payback is a coming."
I think he was in his pocket, getting a little more like chewing tobacco or Jesus. Something. I don't know what he was doing. I have no idea what he was doing. Like, I guess there's going to be a fight here.
Some guys are fighters.
Nevin grabbed me. I'm out.
Some guys like to mix it up, and some guys got the wacko gene. Some guys don't.
I'm out.
I don't think Vasquez has the wacko gene.
No thanks.
There's nothing wrong with that. Christian Cerebral Vasquez. Player.
Christian Vasquez.
Hell of a cannon.
I'm taking a hard pass on this one, guys.
I'm not messing my hand or arm up for gunning guys out down at second. This is what happens. All of a sudden,
I'm a lover, not a fighter, guys. Not my deal.
Naz will be better on this later, but like these baseball fights that end up erupting. All of a sudden, you find out who really wants to mix it up or not. Because there's a pretty good, comfortable, you know, satellite edge to it, to where some guys will stand up and Jim, who was that tall guy with the beard, just lurking in the background, like looking over? One of the guys for the Red Sox, one of the pitchers. Damn it!
Oh, Barnes.
It's Barnes. Barnes, like looking in like this, and there's even Hanley, like backing off, looking like giving a little half smile. We ain't getting in there. I get him. I'm not stupid. Let them break their hands.
Yeah, Stanton even said it after the game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take a cheap shot at somebody.
What's Judge going to do? What do you want?
Judge got right. Hey, I give Judge credit, though. He got right in there.
But he grabbed it. He could have bumped someone's neck.
Grabbing guys left and right, but he was not avoiding the physicality of the battle.
No. But you can tell which one's got the switch, which ones don't. I think Austin's got the switch. See, now that guy's got the switch.
Jim just pulled up a still shot of Vasquez grabbing the back of Tyler Austin's jersey. He looks like he's a jockey holding the reins on a, on.
What is he, 5 foot? Is he 5'4"?
He's out horseback riding.
Hey.
Through the Blue Hills or something.
Hashtag.
With his hands on
the- Jim, we need the caption that picture. Hashtag.
On the reins.
You can't stop
pulling
crazy.
Back.
You can't stop crazy.
Pulling back on his horse.
You can't stop
Sure you
crazy.
Can. Here's an idea. Stand in front of him.
Jesus. Look at that. He's got that wacko look.
Once you start chasing, you've lost. You've lost once you start doing that.
God.
Today's takeaways from TD Garden coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight loss for life. Check it out, awaken180weightloss.com. Who's going first?
You.
Me. All right, good nipple talk today regarding the skirmish last night with Joe Kelly getting his shirt ripped off. We had a couple callers that said, you know what, he looks like a Ken doll and he's nippleless. But we had some good feedback today on multiple pictures.
I got nipples.
Sent to
Can
me.
You milk me, Fokker?
Yep, sure. Yep, got nipples. Here we go. So, nipple talk. Phil from Alabama said he has a chest like a Ken doll, which is true. It's smooth, meaning Joe Kelly. Jim has frozen the picture as to where the shirt got ripped off. He's looking. Not only does he have no muscle tone to where you could see where one pec starts and where the other one ends, it's just flat.
The guy weighs like 90 pounds soaking wet.
I don't see a nipple. I don't see an Adam's apple. I don't see collarbones. He may be boneless. It's like if you're drawing something on your computer and, you know, you draw the little black line and then you go to the paint can. Oh, there's skin tone paint. You go and you click it on. You fill in that whole area. There's no edging, no definition, no shading. It's just, it's like he has a skin tone shirt on.
What if Joe Kelly is some evolved form of Homo sapien? Where it's like,
maybe he's like a shark.
Male,
like sharks don't have bones. Sharks
right.
have all cartilage.
Male humans don't really need nipples, so he shed those.
Snakes
bones, what do bones do? They break. What if you could just replace it all with fibrous tissue and muscle and something that would allow you to walk upright without fear of breaking? Yeah, I mean, he could be what we're all going to become. That's it. Joe Kelly. Something more than us.
No working out for him.
I've scrolled through approximately 500 Joe Kelly pictures just looking for the hint of a nipple poking through a shirt.
No
anything.
Nipples.
I can't find him.
He's nippleless.
He's without nipples.
Oh, yeah, Brett Conley talked there for a little bit. The
jelly hand.
No bones in the hand.
Jelly hand and Nunez, jelly knee.
But that got blown up. You guys saw the shirtless pictures of Joe Kelly.
Yeah,
all over the place.
And he's jacked.
He looks good.
He looks good.
Dude. Yeah.
And good looking nipples, too.
Nice shape. Nice
wide base. Wide nice base feet. Nipples.
Yeah, but not crazy pepperoni based. Just, you know, a good,
no, just
good solid nipple.
I don't know. I like Joe Kelly a little more today.
Wide nine nipple. Okay, Hardy, you go ahead.
Zoe had a pretty hot take today, Beetle. I think it even took you by surprise.
Did.
Start to look at the replies from Under Armour, guys, to think if this is Brady doing his boy Kevin Plank a solid here, former owner of Under Armour. I also thought this. If that commentary is Bill Belichick needs a player like this because he saw Deshaun Watson run crazy all over his defense. Is that Tom Brady doubling down that our defense sucks and we didn't get any better at the end of the year?
Wow.
I mean,
wow. Look at
take.
Scott Zolak.
Give me someone
that,
huh? Give me someone that.
Reaching for a hot one.
I mean, I'm thinking, like, what are you going on?
You're
going to set the room on fire with that kind of heat.
You started this yesterday, Jim, with your little
Holy
microscope.
Holy smokes.
I'm like, why is he? Is this a Deshaun Watson angle?
Ooh. I don't see how that connects.
Well, I just connected it, bitch.
Wow, I would have never got
that far. This guy's a beast. He can run all over a defense like the other guy did. Maybe we should get some defensive help in the draft instead of drafting a guy that's not going to play because I'm going to play.
Wow, so that was a hot one, man.
Sometimes rains in the desert, boys. Almost fell off his chair.
My favorite was, I don't see how that connects. Well, I just connected it, bitch.
Mr. Conspiracy Theory himself. How about that guy all week? Well, I'm looking into this and this and this. And like Jim from the rafters. Trying to shoot my takedown.
Oh, man. Wow. Well, hey, we also talked about Tom Brady today.
Yeah,
he's probably going to miss the opening round, I'll call it, of OTAs.
He's missing Monday.
He's going to miss Monday. Yep. He's not going to be there for day one of OTAs. He's going to be over in Qatar or Qatar, however you want to say it.
Plane has landed.
He's there with his family, and I'd like to remind you, he's doing that as part of Best Buddies. Enjoy football, food, and more with Tom Brady. The Best Buddies Challenge is happening June 1st and 2nd. Register today at TeamTomBrady.com. Mm-hmm. Here's mine. Look back to get you ready for some playoff hockey tonight at the Garden.
All right.
A hockey montage on this station is never a bad thing. Why don't we go back to the last time the Maple Leafs and Bruins were playing playoff hockey with one another?
Thank you.
Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it. And that's a thank you to Mark Feldman.
Let's do it.
Not being able to close it in game five, we've had trouble. We've always had trouble with the killer instinct.
Lupo left corner, Kessel left side, not a Fanouf, one-timer, deflected, score on the loose puck.
You know, you start thinking to yourself, is this the end of this group here?
Feeds it out to Franzen, right point, drive, score!
Problem is Claude Julien, and it's always been the problem.
Score! Kessel put it home in the left post.
We make it tough on ourselves.
That's a brass rebound, score! Nazem Kadri on the rebound.
I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but the right team better show up.
And Toronto with a comeback for the history books from 0-3 down to win the series in 7 games.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
We make it tough on ourselves.
Lucic over the Leafs line, left side, driving wide. Takes it in behind the net, feeds it in front. Rich shot, score!
Bergeron, Bichara, the one-timer, save, rebound, Lucic scores!
Bergeron straight away with a rich shot, and he scores! Patrice Bergeron ties for game!
Marchand to Bergeron, the drive, save, rebound is loose. Sagan kicks it loose.
The time of the Chris, rich shot, score! Bergeron!
We make it tough on ourselves.
Hard end there. That's what you have tonight, so.
Yeah.
You've got excitement. You've got playoff hockey.
Got an actual game to talk about. Let's do this.
Right,
yes.
Finally.
Yes.
Something to see, something to watch, something to talk about.
It's going
to
be fun. In on that, and then you're going to be peeking back and forth. The other club's got to go to Nesson 2, right? Hopefully they take that one individual camera and try and film a baseball game with one camera.
What are you going to do tonight, though, to watch both games?
I'll have it on the back.
How are you going to work that out?
Back button. Back. Got my kid. My kid's wearing his Bergeron jersey.
Juggle between the two?
He's got the foam finger, so he's fired up for that. You know what we did today? I told you that on the way to school.
You got a foam finger?
Dad played a Bruins goal song. We did that for 8 straight minutes on the way to school. That's almost like, I hope they don't score tonight because I've heard so much today. He loves it. He likes it to beat the window. My kid's nuts.
You sat there and played that for 8 straight minutes.
Well, on a loop, and he's like, do it again.
Do it again.
Yep. All right, get out of the car. Game day.
I might have to load up the Ness and Go app tonight. I'm going to have to do that.
Why? What do you got?
Well, you put one on the TV, one on the iPad.
I can't do that. I can't double watch at the same time.
It's hard. Hard, but someone's got to do it.
I think Felker's got a new pre- and post-game show.
Oh, he does.
Hockey, greasy,
with
grimy.
An anchor lady on it.
I heard it.
It's anchor man, not anchor lady.
The lady, you get involved in a Monte shave or he washes hair? Are we getting dirty Amonte tonight?
We can only hope.
I like my Amonte dirty.
We can only hope. Felger and Maz are coming your way next from the Garden, so stay tuned.